Amazon hasn't entered the ring. They just took the gloves off and said, let's stop messing around.
This is Brightside Home Theater.
Hey, home theater nerds, and anybody else that wants some information on Tomorrow War. That just dropped on Amazon Prime exclusively. This home theater podcast, this is about the experiences we have in our theaters, okay? I'm not going to tell you the credentials of the movie. I'm not going to tell you how well Chris Pratt acted or did not. I'm not going to tell you that the story isn't even plausible or whatever. This is about the experiences we have. And the experience of Tomorrow War is actually like none other. I can honestly say that, in my opinion, this movie, from beginning to end, it's like a roller coaster ride. It really is. It's something you go to the amusement park, you have a blast for a few minutes, you get off and go, wow, that was awesome. This is about 2 hours and 20 minutes long, and at the end of it, you're like, that was a ride. What a great time. And it's a fun story. I'll say that. I really did enjoy the story. But the home theater aspect of this movie, I think, is revolutionary. I'll get to more of that at the end. This is going to be very quick. But the picture in this movie, I thought the 4K picture, I watched this on Apple TV, the latest Apple TV 4K with the latest updates through my Sony 295ES on my 110-inch screen. I thought the 4K picture looked fantastic. I've heard some people talking. It doesn't look too good. I thought there were some snowy scenes. There were some explosions. There was a lot. The black levels, I thought, were very good. I thought that there was great contrast between the brightest brights and the darkest darks in these scenes. And I thought the color was really good too. Like I said, talking about the explosions, the light that was coming at you, the color of the explosions, the skin complexion, all of the different things that go into making the image look good, I thought they nailed. I thought that the picture was very good. Watch, I'll do an overall at the end on what I thought of this movie. I can't wait to tell you. But I thought the picture was very, very good. I couldn't believe I was watching a streaming movie. I couldn't believe I was streaming this. The sound, maybe this is why. Between your eyes and your ears working together into your brain, the sound in this movie through my, I have an 11.1 system. I'm running two subwoofers, two SVS PB2000s in a pretty small room. And the Atmos in this room was dynamic throughout, to say the least. It from like the opening scenes, your seats start vibrating. Like I said, it's an amusement park ride. This is a blast. The overheads are engaged pretty much the entire time. If you pay attention, even during the quietest scenes, there is stuff going on over your head just to create a nice sense, an ambience of the room or whatever. There's one scene where I heard an alien growl over to my, as you go around, probably to my 2 o'clock. I heard an alien growl, and then the characters looked in that direction. This is a streaming, and it was very faint. Maybe when I break this down later on where I do my breakdowns, I'll actually give you a timestamp for that, but this is spoiler-free. If you didn't know there were aliens in it, well, then you're probably not paying attention. Anyways, the bass, tremendous, extreme. So there were explosions, there were rumbles, there were punches to the chest that you could feel. This, and it wasn't over the top like a Lucy or even an Inception where things just vibrate uncontrollably or violently. In Lucy, there's some bass that you're like, wow, my wall's going to crumble. But it didn't fit the story, but you still enjoyed it. It was part of it. But this one here is all very appropriate. I liken it to Godzilla versus Kong. Even the streaming version, it had some nice bass. The 4K physical disc had really nice bass where, again, it was all appropriate, not over the top, but wow, could you feel it? Very visceral throughout. You couldn't wait for the next scene because the next bass scene, that is. Actually, really, really good. Overall, this is probably the best. It isn't probably. This is the best streaming movie I have seen or heard, and it's the closest I've ever seen to a physical disc. There were times I looked at my son and I said, this is streaming, and it is hard to tell. It would be very interesting if this ever gets a physical version. If this, how much better could this really be? And that's one of the advantages of streaming is we don't get to do that because they don't release it that way. But I have an idea. So Amazon has entered the ring. No, they haven't entered the ring because up until today, everything that has been done with streaming has been that has been fantastic has been through Netflix. Netflix came out with Six Underground, and that blew everybody away. In my opinion, they changed the landscape with Daredevil back in, I think it was 2015, and the surround sound of that, that went through the home theater community, in my opinion, and everybody's like, listen to this. There were scenes, things were happening off screen. It was a blast. Streaming service, I think, took a bump from there, and a lot more people were trying to pay attention or starting to pay attention and say, I want Atmos on my streaming stuff. And that didn't even have Atmos. The first Daredevil was in 5.1. Amazon hasn't entered the ring. They just took the gloves off and said, let's stop messing around. This movie here goes above and beyond every other streaming-only movie because they've changed the landscape with this movie. It's fantastic. This is as good as you can get. Now, what I would like to see from here is instead of releasing a physical disc for this, why doesn't Amazon release this as a download? 150 gigabyte download instead of a disc for $29.99, offer a download for $39.99. And better yet, offer it free when you get their new home theater in a box streaming device that has a 1 terabyte hard drive in it with the ability to expand it. And you can start streaming 150 gigabyte downloads, 8K movies, whatever. People like us, home theater people, I'm going to get 150 gigabyte movie on a download for $30, $40. I'll do it just out of curiosity. And a lot of people would. Most people won't. No doubt about it. If you're watching this, you're probably, you might be on the fence, but you're thinking about it. Most people would say I'm crazy. Most people would be like, no, I would never buy that. And you're right. I wouldn't buy that and put it on my 32-inch TV either. But if you've got a big screen, a giant screen, and a ton of speakers, you want the best you can get. Guess what? 150 gigabyte download is better than physical media. So let's see. Does Amazon push that? This is the type of movie that would do something like that. Or you start releasing stuff that's already out and you're going to go, hey, I got an uptick here. You're going to get this in better quality. A la Kaleidoscape. That's what Kaleidoscape's doing. Amazon could undercut them, do the same thing, even if it's a rental for cheap, but you're getting it at a higher quality. I would do it all day long. And this movie here, I'm marking it. I haven't seen any or heard anything like this since this movie. This is the Tomorrow War. Hey, maybe that means something. Maybe this is the new war of media. It's the Tomorrow War. Check it out. I did. I loved it. Let me know what you think in the comments. Hit subscribe if you've never seen this before and check out all my other videos and podcasts over at brightsidehometheater.com. Thanks for checking it out.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey, Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.